Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off. Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Okay, and the essence of what I was about, okay, and am about, is that if I want to do it, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and where does that take me? Does it take me to the top? Because that was the goal. I got to get to the top. What's it take? Everything you got. That's what it took me. Everything I had. Okay, and I got there, and it's one thing to get there, and it's another thing to stay
there, right?
It's time now for Nuff Said with Bob Kaczynski, brought to you by Chef's Famous Italian Restaurant, home of the famous Spaghetti Parm, and WEC Radio. The Big Weck, home of the oldies. Bob's guest today is the original number 89, former Buffalo Bill, Lou Piccone.
Hey everybody, it's your old buddy Bob Kaczynski. Enough said, and boy am I happy. We're in the holiday season, and who better to have than one of Santa's number one helpers, Lou Piccone. Sweet Lou is with us today.
Bobby, do I have to sing for my supper today?
Well, you are quite an accomplished singer. So maybe at the end of the episode, we'll have you sing a little Christmas
song. I'll give him a little Christmas cheer.
Yeah. When we do events, I always try to get Lou up to sing the national anthem. That's your thing, right?
Well, I come from a background of a cappella singing back in New Jersey on street corners. You know, in any condition. So, you know.
Is the street corner in any condition, or are you in any condition?
Whoever was singing were usually in the same condition.
Oh, I see. Lou, the Buffalo Bills are coming off of one of their most dominating rush attacks in the history of their franchise. And I found it interesting that the Bills set a rushing record for that stadium. But you go back to 75, the all-time rushing record against the Steelers was O.J. and the Buffalo Bills with the electric company, over 300 yards. And I still remember that. You weren't with the team yet. But you were with the team late 70s, early 80s. We've had you on before. You've been one of our most popular guests, which is why I'm having you back. Has nothing to do with our personal relationship. I've tried to avoid you.
Fortunately.
Well,
for that.
But it's all about viewers. It's all about ratings.
Oh, okay.
You're a big rating getter.
Oh, well, that's
maybe
a good thing.
Maybe because we're an Italian restaurant, you're Italian. Maybe that's what it was.
Can I make any money doing it?
No.
Oh, not okay. I just.
But you get to have a delicious meal brought to you by Chef's Restaurant.
And how well I know that.
We want to thank our good friends, Lou and Mary Beth Billetier. They host us every week. And I also want to give a shout out to WEC Radio. And you're old enough to appreciate WEC Radio. I love the oldies on WEC Radio. I love Buddy Shula and Joe Chili and Donnie Tomasulo and the whole crew out there. Maria Gennaro, nice Italian girl. She's
there
on Saturday.
Go.
So we want to thank WEC Radio for your support and plug in Nuff Said. All right. All that's out of the way. So the Bills' dominating rushing attack against Pittsburgh. And it's obviously, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to know they had to run the ball because they were missing both starting tackles, right? I mean, were you ever in a game where both your tackles were out for the game?
Not that I know of, only because I wasn't a running back, and you really don't care unless in your receiving game you care, right? But even in the running game, your tackles have got to be one of them. I mean, is going to be in play,
right?
And so with the way our lineup is, okay, you put Cook. Now we have Cooks, okay. Because there's another Cook, but you put Cook, and you give him as much space as you possibly can. Okay, so you put him on the edges. He's got dynamic speed, agility, and he can get out. He can get after it. So you have a multi-dimensional back that you can use everywhere, and that complements everything you do, including the quarterback, which showed up. To run the ball, okay, and score, when it was necessary to give the buffer. So did I answer the question?
No, but you, but you used to play without a helmet, so I understand.
Well,
all
you understand that I had a lot of.
No, but you would think for pass protection, right, you want to have, you don't want to have both tackles out. But they did.
They had both tackles out, and they overcame, and the guys stepped up.
Right.
And I think with any good team, that comes to play. If you're playing a violent game like football, you're going to get injuries.
All right. So you're the perfect guy to ask this next question, because I've talked about this over the weeks. I sensed at the beginning of the year, with interviews with some of the players, especially Allen and Deion Dawkins, they didn't want to talk about Super Bowl. They didn't want to talk about, we came so close. They wanted to talk about, we take every game as it comes, we follow the process, and that's all coach speak. You have to say that. But in my mind, and you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, they've lost to teams like Atlanta and Miami and the Patriots, who, when they came into those games against the Bills, I mean, the Bills – they're the superior team on paper, right? So everybody got up to play the Bills. If the Bills just walk out there like another day at the office and they don't quite have the juice that the guys on the other side. Now, you've played the game. You can't get up for every game, but how do you temper being ready to play every Sunday but not always, I almost used a phrase I don't want to use. But
I'm a unique individual, okay?
Yes, you are.
All right, and for a purpose – for what we're talking about, the uniqueness, and as a favorite saying, there is no I in team, okay? You've heard that before.
Yep.
And in my case, the only thing in team is I, because if I ain't there, it don't matter. All right? Which means that you're on the bubble all the time. At least that's the way they made you feel, until you realize after time they can't really effectively replace you. Because they ain't paying you anything,
right?
And to find that element of being the best that you can be on every play, no matter where they put you, that's an I me thing. That doesn't come from,
because you couldn't afford to take a Sunday off.
No, I couldn't afford. I didn't even know where I was. I asked the coach, "Who am I this week?" He told me, "Just be ready." Period. Okay, and I'm serious about this, because I played 9 positions at any point in time, and when I got to that point in my career where I could handle.
But what about the team in general? How do you get up every week but not
shoot
it
off? You can get up every week and still make mistakes if you have guys who haven't been in there. Okay, that happens. They're in the pros, but they haven't been in the game, so they're on the sidelines, okay?
And the Bills have a lot of that going on.
Yeah, exactly, on both sides of the ball. So they got to overcome that. And to overcome that, you got to have intensity. And if you make a mistake, you make it at 110%.
Okay.
Period. That's the way you play it. And sooner or later, the intention is going to make up for the mistake, okay? And you're going to have a bunch of those guys that are actually with the effort, the knowledge and the effort, and overcome the odds of what you're trying to
And Sunday,
win.
Their defense definitely showed up to play. I mean, that was one of the best performances they've had all year, coming off of a really tough first half against Houston.
Well, there again, it still boils down to, number one, having the talent. There's nobody in the league that doesn't have talent. that doesn't have the
talent.
It's
the NFL.
It's the NFL. They have the pick of anything. Then they can trade and all that stuff, so they get what they need when they go into the season and injuries take them away. All right? But give your best effort, and if you give your best effort, that's all they can ask. You know, and that also has to be in the book and, you know, in the game plan and doing
all
what
right.
you need to do.
I'm going to try and nail you down because you're giving me generalities. You're giving me coach speak, and I want you to tell me, you saw that defense against Pittsburgh. What was the difference in that defense Sunday that we didn't see for most of the games this year? They stuffed that run from beginning to end.
I think the Steelers were in a situation where they had to overcome a lot of challenges, too.
Yeah, Rodgers, obviously, he couldn't even play under center.
I mean, the numbers that they have, okay, speak to their, you know, speak to their record, and they were trying to do something different, I believe. I haven't watched them, but there were different lineups and big guys in there. You had 400 pounds going in motion, okay? when do you usually see that?
Well, but the Bills took that away.
Well, they did, because they were going to put pressure on him, and they know he's got a bad left hand already.
Right.
Okay. And then Boza, okay, Zaza Boza. I think he's the hitman. I think he's an Italian. You know, and so every time I hear him, I said they assigned a hitman, and he's got some credibility.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's five-time
Pro Bowl.
He
right?
was a great pickup against the pass.
Oh yeah. You know, so the idea when he hit him, I don't know if he broke his nose or not. I think he was thinking that, and then the replacement that they had threw an interception out of the chute. You know, Rudolph or whatever his name, Rudolph. He threw an interception out of the chute. So they, at one point in time, they got their number and they bared down and they buried him in the second half. Okay, but in the first half. You said, here we go again.
Yeah.
And we need that. I mean, we needed that win, period. End of story.
I saw a great online photo of Rodgers with the, you know, the cap down to his forehead, the bandages on his nose. He says he looks like one of the guys who tried to break in the house on Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Steelers are in the rear view. The Bills are 8-4. They're the last team that's in the playoffs right now. I tell you what, they've got the Cincinnati Bengals at home Sunday with Joe Burrow's back under center. The Cincinnati Bengals scare the heck out of me. Joe Burrow's owns the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you look at the last three times they've played, they have not been able to figure out a way to stop Burrow's. And, you know, he doesn't have his entire receiving core, but he's so accurate. He's so good at getting rid of the ball. That's going to be a tough game Sunday.
No doubt. I mean, Cincinnati... You know, if I look back in my record, that was the catch that never counted back in Cincinnati. I was right in the middle of that, playing at a position and that catch that I wasn't supposed to be in
at
fullback. Okay.
Refresh. So, well, I don't know how many of my viewers are as old as you and me, but the year was what, 83?
That was 81, which played that we played in 82.
Yeah, so you're in the playoffs against the Bengals.
Yes.
Joe Ferguson's the quarterback.
Yes.
You guys are down by what, four, I think? Three or four?
Yes.
You're saying yes to everything.
My memory is not as good
whatever
as
whatever I say.
Whatever you say, Bob.
So you guys are driving late in the game. It's a big third down. You make a critical catch across the
Wait
middle.
A minute. Let me stop you.
Yes.
Okay. So... Our coach, Chuck Knox.
Chuck Knox.
He figures, well, we're going to trick him. Lou! So he calls me up. Going in fullback. I wasn't supposed to be in at fullback. I wasn't supposed to, but because I prepared for it before and I knew what usually happened.
You were the Swiss Army knife. You played, as you said, nine
yeah,
positions.
And so I got in at fullback, right? And there's a guy named LeClaire who's the linebacker that side. If he comes, I got to pick him up. I'm giving away about, well, let me see, probably about 100 pounds and maybe 60 pounds and about maybe 8 or 10 inches
right.
in height. So, but then again, he went to snap the ball, and guess what? The thing hit zero. All right, the flag went up, but we snapped the ball on zero. So I know it because I played it back 900 times. I run the out on LeCaire, pick up the first down, and that counts. We end up playing San Francisco in the playoffs.
Because you would have gone on to at least kick a field goal.
Yeah, you say, right.
Right.
And so that's what you assume, right?
Right.
So that's my last memory of Cincinnati. So going into Cincinnati, I've got a stain on my brain, all right, that I hope that they have, like you said, Burroughs has got their number, okay? Well, yep. If you know, I'm sure they got it.
Oh, I'm sure. All they got to do is look at the video.
That's it, you know, so... I mean, guessing, it's an intention. It's an attitude. It's no mistakes, okay? It's like they played the second half of this game.
Well, this has got to go back to a couple of years ago where they ran out the string, and when it looked like they didn't have a shot to win the division. I don't think they're going to win the division. I watched the Patriots last night.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're for real. But they've got them, you know, if they're going to make the playoffs, they've probably got to win another at least – three games, probably four. And they've got some tough games on the schedule. I mean, aside from the Bengals, they still got to play the Patriots the week after. They got to play the Eagles, which are struggling, but they're still the Philadelphia
Eagles.
Right,
exactly.
And
indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
You know, they got the Jets, and I'm trying to think who else they have, but it'll come to me, probably after we get off the air. But... This team is not what they had hoped they would be. And they've been – I looked it up. They're like – they have had third most injuries in the NFL this year. And up until 2 weeks ago, the injuries were all on the defensive side of the ball. Now their offensive line is dinged up. Bosa might not be able to play Sunday. He's got a hamstring. So this is – I'm glad I kind of reminded myself. This was something I was dying to ask you. Is it just me or does it seem like – in your day and in the 90s and even the 2000s, I don't remember this many players being hurt so soon in the season and missing game time. I mean, it just seems like, is it the size of the players? Is it the speed of the game? I mean, you played hurt.
You better play hurt. You know, I mean, that was the name of the game. If you don't play, if you can't play hurt, you can't play, period. You know, I really don't know. I think if there's been changes, rule changes. I think the speed of the game is showing up much more. The freelance of the quarterback, in our situation, the freelance of the quarterback, we didn't have that before Allen. I don't believe so.
Okay? Well, the Bills didn't. The Bills didn't have a scrambler like
right,
that.
Right, didn't have a scrambler. You know, and you've got that. That's another dimension. So when you've got that on offense, okay, you've always got the ability. And if the players around him, it's like.
Yeah, but to injuries, how does this?
I don't know.
How are so many guys getting hurt?
I don't know. Is it preparation?
They fired their strength and conditioning coach last year and brought in a new guy.
Well, is it? How much attention do you pay to it? I don't know. I mean, I used to – I didn't have any time off. I went from the season to maybe a couple weeks off, and then I started to train again for the next season. I knew exactly where I had to be, what I had to do, okay, and how I had to maintain what I had to keep it.
In the off season.
In the off season.
But in the season – well, you guys practice a lot more than the guys practice today.
Well, see, I don't know because I haven't paid too much attention to how they prepare. Okay, I don't know that.
The Players Association have limited the amount of practice hours that these guys can have. I mean, first of all, you go back to training camp. You guys had two-a-days, right?
Yep.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you taking my word for it?
I'm just taking
yeah.
you. I'm just saying, yeah, you know. Hey, Bob, you've been following
remember
this.
Remember that $100 you owe me?
Yeah.
That no, you remember.
Enough said. Enough said. Okay.
Enough said. So, all right. All right, so it's a mystery to me. It's a mystery to me too,
and it's probably a mystery to the guys that are getting hurt.
Well, I'm not questioning their toughness. But it just seems like hamstrings and upper body injuries. Well, that's another thing. That's the hockey guys. They won't even tell you what's hurt. It's upper body, it's lower body. You guess. Okay, Lou. So let's talk. You are a member of the Buffalo Bills alumni. So this is something I want to ask you about. There are different groups now of Bills alumni, correct? I mean, you've got the oldest guys, which you're not a part of the oldest guys. They were honored 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm a part of them because when I came here, I met them all because
right.
I was the player
right.
rep.
But you weren't playing in the 60s
no.
with the Maguires and the Rakowskis.
I would be pretty old at that
well,
point in time.
Well, you've got Eddie Rakowski still a yeah, big Met part of your alumni association,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course, and Booker Regison.
Right.
You know, you got those guys from the 64-65 championship that really keeps that element alive,
right.
okay? And, you know, so what's your question? What's the question you're going to ask?
Well, you interrupted me. I might have forgotten. No. So, and then you've got
you need interrupting. I don't.
You've got guys from the 70s and 80s, and then you've got like the guys from the 90s, the Super Bowl group. But even they are now starting to, I won't say fade away from the organization, but I mean, there's been accusations that this organization doesn't maybe remember the history of the organization as well as they should. Am I wrong there?
There have been, you know, when you changed ownership, I believe you changed the dynamic that was a birthright. I mean, Ralph birthed this team.
Right.
Okay. So when you come in and buy it, you will probably want to put your mark on it. All right. I own this team. I'm responsible for it. So it becomes a family thing, and how they operate, that's entirely up to them. As far as if you're asking me, is there a difference in how they treat the different, it's the evolution of what's new, of what's coming, as far as how they look at how the franchise was developed so they could buy them. No, they haven't. I mean, I've been around here, for years. I came to Buffalo and stayed in Buffalo.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we have been a part of this community, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I've been a part of it forever. I go back 45, 47 years here in the community.
Right.
And all of us have participated. And I think as you evolve and as it turned over, they look at, I don't know what they look at. How about that? I have no idea where the respect is or the lack of it. Okay, for how, and that does, that goes through the game. When you think about it, when you take a look at the paychecks today, retirement today, what happened to the pre-93 guys? I don't know. We fell off the, what did we do, fall off the chart? We weren't good enough? We didn't get hurt enough? We didn't, ten years in the league.
Well, who's to blame for that? The Players Association or the owners?
Players Association, owners, you know, it's how long's their memory? Okay, as long as their money is up there.
Right.
So it comes down to, you know, what is respect? What is respectful? How do you measure that? Okay, when you take a look at the money these guys are making, when you take a look at the minimum, it's $750,000 if they're on the bench. I don't know about that.
Well, the pie is much bigger than it was in your day.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
That. Okay, we all understand it's football, NFL
yeah.
football, 24/7, 365. You can go to the television and find
yeah.
anything you
yeah.
want. They yeah. stream it.
They got their own channel. Yeah.
You know.
So, it's not even about inflation. You do an inflation calculation. Like I did this with Jim Kelly. When Jim Kelly signed with the Bills, he was the highest paid player in the league. If you do an inflation calculation with what Kelly made then and what Josh Allen signed for, it's not even close. It's not even, it has nothing to do with inflation. It has to do with how much money is now available.
Yeah, and how it's dispersed. Okay? Percentage. I remember when, and I was a player rep executive committee member, so I know all this stuff, except I forgot it. Okay? You know, but it came down to percentage of gross. Without the, and there was you know, slogans, without the player there is no game. No kidding.
Yeah.
So how are you, you know, so what is the game? Okay, and that's, and you see that because without the player there is no game. What kind of game is it today? Is it the same as it was before? All right. When I hear somebody saying, "What was it? Who was the guy that got into a contest with Allen? What was his name? Who hit him? Who hit Allen?" And that was
from the Steelers.
Weymouth? Was that
no? What's it, Hammond? What's
Hayward?
Hayward. Yeah.
Hayward. You know, and so he says, you know, he says, "Well, they're protecting him. There's no one protecting me." What are you talking about? When do they have to say that they protect you? You know.
Well.
Wait a minute. I'm just saying. Well, you're a lineman. You're a big ass lineman. Okay? You're going after somebody and you're going to land on them. I'd put my knee in your gut too. Okay? Roll me off.
Well, all of a sudden I had to get him off me.
Well, you know, here's a quick story. I'm covering a kickoff. Okay? And so I'm running down and I get run over. And the guy coming at me, as I get run over, I go down and I put both of my feet. I was in a ball. I put both of my feet in his chest and pushed him up and kicked him up in the air. Okay? So I didn't get buried.
Right.
You know? I was fortunate that I was in that kind of a position. But here's this big guy. If he falls on Allen, he's going to hurt him.
Right.
You know? So... That's all part of the game. Mwah. You know? Sorry, you know? Give me a break.
He wouldn't stop. He kept jawing for the rest of the
game. Yeah, for the rest of the day. And everybody was chipping. I mean, you had, and then what did, was it Espinosa, whatever his name was? He hit the ball like this.
Yeah.
He tipped the ball. What kind of, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I mean, you're right. It wasn't much. It was kind of a stupid thing to do, though. It was like, you know, come on. Let's put it this way. If they were losing, he's probably not feeling chipper enough to screw around and hit the ball out of the guy's hands, right?
Yeah. But
he was giddy with success.
He was, yes.
Okay, final. I want to, because we're going to wrap this up. But so we joke about memory. And believe me, I know at my age, I forgot to bring something here for Lou in 2 weeks. But you played, we talked about injuries. Have you had long sustained effects from your career in the NFL?
Yes.
Anything you want to talk about?
Not necessarily.
Right. But so you paid a price.
Yeah, and I'm still paying it.
Yeah.
Okay. At 76 years old, I'm still paying it. That's correct. You know, I mean, I don't. You don't talk about it, you know, because I'm not a victim, period. I get on with it, all right? You know, I've been to specialists and things of that nature. But I'm fortunate in the fact that I still have my faculties. I've had a tremendous amount of concussions, okay?
They didn't even diagnose it back
then. No, what they did was they carried you off. They gave you some smelling salts. How many fingers? And then you're back in the game.
Right.
Because you want to get back in the game. If you can stand there, you can think, or you can move around, because you don't want anybody taking your spot.
Right.
You know, you can't.
Well, plus you're there to play. Right? You're there to play. That's why you were there.
Right. And if you're not willing, if you're not able to play, okay, you're gone.
Right. But I don't want to downplay. You are a competitor. You are a tough guy. And I know you felt, because you had some experience in the NFL of being bounced around or being moved around. You overcame your size. You know, you weren't the biggest guy out there. But you're a competitor. It wasn't just about saving your job. You wanted in the game. You wanted to play, right?
I love the sport.
Right.
Okay. And the essence of what I was about, okay, and am about, is that if I want to do it, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And where does that take me? Does it take me to the top? Because that was the goal. I got to get to the top. What's it take? Everything you got. That's what it took me. Everything I had. Okay, and I got there, and it's one thing to get there, and it's another thing to stay
there, right?
You know,
so it wasn't about counting fingers, because you could have given the wrong number. If they were willing to put you in the game, you're going back in the game.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
You know? All right, we got to wrap this up. Lou, you're always a pleasure.
Was that pressure, you say? It's always a pressure?
Pleasure.
Oh, pleasure. Pleasure.
I want to wish you and your lovely wife a very happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas. Do anything special for Christmas? You got any Italian customs that you do for Christmas?
Well, I'd like to go home to New Jersey, okay, where I'm from, and but no, not so much, you know. I want to say the tradition, you know, as you get older, you know, it changes, okay.
Well, you should go back to New Jersey on Christmas Eve and go to where they named the street after you.
That's
and just
right.
Stand on the street corner and point at the sign.
That's right. Just go like
that's
that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. How many guys you know got one
Lou
of them?
Piccone. Lou, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on.
Yes. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me. And I want to wish you and your family a very best holiday season. And my wife sends her regards. She wasn't feeling well today, or she would have come and joined
us. A beautiful girl from Niagara Falls, New York.
Niagara Falls,
New York.
How about that?
You
fall in love with the Falls girl.
I'm in love with the Falls girl too.
Well, see?
Yeah, see?
I knew we had something more in common
absolutely.
Than the sport.
Yeah. Well, yours is Italian, mine is Polish, but it all works out in the end.
Well,
they both can cook. All right. Well, so I want to thank Chef's Restaurant once again, the home of the famous Spaghetti Parm, for hosting us again on another weekly Nuff Said podcast. And my buddies out at WEC Radio, Buddy Shula and crew. I hope they are playing their Christmas music because I love the Christmas music. So that's going to do it for this week. Next week, we have Paul Peck, the voice of the UB Bulls. Until then, this is Bob Kaczynski saying have yourself a great night and a much better tomorrow.